The United Nations is warning that the famine in the Horn of Africa is spreading and may soon engulf as many as 6 more regions of the lawless nation of Somalia. The United Nations has already declared a famine in 2 regions of southern Somalia where 3.7 million people are going hungry. As the crisis continues to unfold, the International Committee of the Red Cross is distributing food to 162,000 people affected by drought in central and southern Somalia. Speaking from Nairobi in Kenya, spokesman for the ICRC, Anna Schaff, told Lydia Kane the situation is appalling.
The humanitarian situation in Somalia at the moment is really appalling. It's not the first time, of course. The situation has been going on for many years, but it's become really dramatic over the past months. Basically, the reason for that is that there are many factors coming together right now. One is the fact that there has been a war ongoing for over 20 years. So that means that basically all the infrastructure has been destroyed there, and it's very difficult, for example, for people to get access to basic commodities or to like medical facilities and things like that. Then the climate is very harsh in Somalia and has always been, and people have been in the past able to cope with either drought or flooding, but they had certain reserves and coping mechanisms left that they could use. But now the situation has been going on for such a long time that a lot of people have just lost everything and have no more means to cope with what they are used to, actually, but which has become increasingly difficult for them.
Now, what is the ICRC doing to alleviate the situation?
Right now, the situation is so dramatic that we have actually started doing food distributions, which we couldn't do earlier. So we have started a few weeks back and now are completing this week food distributions for 160,000 people inside Somalia, mainly in central and southern Somalia.
Now, what about the security situation? Is that impeding your ability or other aid agencies' ability to do their job?
The ICRC is a neutral and independent humanitarian organization and therefore has an ongoing dialogue with all the parties to the conflict. We do, in a very transparent way, explain to all the authorities on the ground what we're planning to do and how we're going to do it and when and where. And we do get security guarantees from all the parties concerned when we go in. Now, obviously, it is difficult to get, logistic-wise, to get relief supplies inside Somalia because the infrastructure has been destroyed, as I said, and the roads are very bad. And it is, of course, a dangerous place, and there is a war going on, so there is sporadic fighting. You can always be in a situation where you are at the wrong time, at the wrong place.
I mean, this is a huge catastrophe, and it's going to take an awful long time to get people back up and running, to get people back on track, isn't it?
Definitely, and the needs right now of the population in Somalia are just really immense, and they're obviously so big that it's not possible for one single humanitarian organization to address them all.